NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and each and every week we're joined by the head coach and general manager of the Green Bay Gamblers, Pat Mikisch. And coach, you're coming up a three-game sweep of the Youngstown Phantoms over the weekend, doing it a couple of different ways. And, you know, they always say it's hard to beat a team twice or three times in a season, but how hard is it to beat the same team three consecutive nights?
I mean, it takes the right mentality to kind of turn the page from the night before. And I thought our guys did a great job of that. And they were, real sharp on Friday night. And then Saturday was ups and downs and finding our way through it. And then you get to us so valuable this time of the year. And, you know, we know we have a target in front of us that, you know, we can't take games off if we're going to catch a really good Chicago team.
And could you sense during that course of the three games, just, you know, some of the little adjustments that would happen where, you know, you'd be playing Saturday's game and like, oh, they didn't do that on Friday, and you'd have to adjust on the fly. And then, you know, even more so on Sunday, well, we didn't see this on Friday and Saturday. Here's something a little bit different on Sunday. How do you make those adjustments on the fly when you do get a little bit more comfortable playing a team when you've played them for 180 minutes over the course of three?
Yeah, I mean, Youngstown makes adjustments in their transition. They started to use a hinge play to try to change sides of the ice, and they were pretty consistent with that on Saturday night. But you kind of have your principles as a team, and you want to play your game. And if we dictate things properly, then, you know, we can adjust in anything that happens within the game. And because so often we'll play a different opponent from a Friday to Saturday. So it's more about what the Green Bay Gamblers are doing than what the Youngstown Phantoms are doing. So, you know, credit to our guys for, you know, making sure our game was the main part of the focus.
And once again, you know, you take a look at, you know, we'll turn our attention to the stands a little bit as well. You had another big Saturday night. How much extra juice does that add to your players when, you know, they come to the rink on a Saturday night, know that things are going to be loud in the stands?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have people back in the building. We're so fortunate with such a large facility where, you know, people could spread out and enjoy the game. But it's that Saturday nights, last few weeks have, you know, brought in a little bit more of a vibrant crowd, and people are having fun and enjoying the action.
And some kind of cool news and notes with your alumni. We'll go to the college ranks. Nicholas Gramko from Bentley, David Rennick from St. Cloud State. They were Richter Award nominees. And then also, we mentioned a little bit before as well, he's more of a Madison Capitals player, but Dryan McKay had a cup of coffee with the Gamblers as well. He's on the Richter and the Hobie Baker list as well. He played a state, and it's got to make you feel pretty good to see three players that came through your system up for, you know, relatively big awards at the college hockey level.
Yeah, it's having strong goaltending is always fun. So we've been fortunate to have, you know, so many great players come through this, you know, locker room here. But it's you like to see those guys, and you're always following them, and it's great to see them have some notoriety for how well they played this year.
And how do your, you know, when you look at your current goaltenders, obviously this is still years ahead, but do you see a little bit of those players in a Matt Davis, in a Aaron Randazzo?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. If you're having success at this level, you're going to, you know, have success at that next level. And, you know, that's what we're here for, is the development side of things. And I'm really happy with where our goaltending is at right now. I think it's a great duel. You know, they're both playing well right now. And it's good to have that type of depth.
And, I mean, we've chatted about it before. I don't know how vocal it's been in recent weeks, but, I mean, I think it would give you a little bit more freedom to do some of the things you do on defense and on offense, knowing that if something goes a little bit awry, you have not just one but two really good netminders that can maybe make up for some of those mistakes.
Yeah, we have a talented group this year, and we probably take a few more chances than we might have taken in the past with our offensive game, and that's just kind of the makeup of our division this year. I mean, the goal scoring in our division this year is, I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, you need to have four to win. And so normally in hockey, you always talk about, oh, get to three and you're in a good spot. Well, in our division this year, you need four or more. And so it's we've got to take those chances, and at the same time, it's great to have that goaltending behind us that, you know, when a puck goes awry and we get a bad bounce, we've got a couple of guys back there that can bail us out.
Another alumni that got onto the NHL ice, of course, happened probably much after our bedtimes. Vancouver Canucks, Mark Mikolas. He played between 2014 and 2016, got some ice time a couple times this week. And once again, kind of reflect on his time with the Gamblers and what you kind of hope to see from him as he has already gone through Mankato State and now playing for the Canucks.
Well, Mark is, he came to us as a scrawny kid from Germany and just kind of grew up a little bit with us. And he played, you know, the full 2 years with us, and he just kept getting a little bit stronger, and he had a great year. I think he had 60 some points for us that second year. And then it was on to Mankato State, and he had a lot of success early at Mankato, could have left early and signed an NHL contract, but he knew he had to get stronger to play in the NHL. And so he played all 4 years, and now he's got that opportunity with Vancouver. And, you know, it's fun to kind of reflect back on how skinny he was back when he joined us and, you know, growing into a man and playing at the elite level of the NHL.
And that's got to be kind of an interesting conversation to have with some of these players that have seen people kind of make the jump from juniors to the NHL. But it is that strength thing. How often do you have that conversation with players?
You know, the players are pretty aware of it. I mean, like, we're, you know, they're in the gym, you know, every, well, 2-3 times a week for sure, depending on our schedule. We're a little busier here in March, but they understand the importance of just day by day getting stronger and getting their bodies prepared to play first at the college level. And then the college level takes it to even, you know, gives them that opportunity to prepare to be a pro. And, you know, I was, you know, Mark Mikolas, Connor Mackey, Johnny Leonard. You know, that's three of our alumni that played here within the last 4 years of, you know, have played NHL games this year. So it's been fun to, you know, kind of track where those guys are at. But it's we've got the group that's with us right now that we'll be talking about on the air here in another 3-4 years.
And going to this coming weekend, you mentioned you haven't seen goals scoring like this before. A big reason for that is Chicago. They're closing in on 200 goals for the year. There are 29 goals ahead of the next top scoring team in the league. They have the top four scorers. Mason Lorai right behind them in that fifth position as well. And, you know, what are the things that maybe you've seen in those few times, I believe it's 9 losses that they've had, that you see where you go, okay, this is where maybe we can kind of poke some holes in their armor? Because obviously on offense, they're firing on all cylinders this year.
Well, they give up a lot of goals as well. And so that's, like we talked about earlier, I mean, there's going to be the race to 4, the race to 5 maybe against Chicago. And so it's the importance of just focusing on our game and not getting distracted. Is the thing that I think gives us the most success when we've played well against them. It's been the times that we've gotten frustrated and gotten away from our game that we've struggled against that team. So, our team's playing pretty well right now. I'm excited to go in and play them with a team that's excited and playing well and confident. So it'll be a great test down there for 2 games. We know we'll get our chances, and we just got to make sure we're responsible and try to limit theirs.
Have you seen any teams just try to almost kind of pack the line or slow things down against them and try to catch them as they try to? I mean, I don't even know how you would stop something like that at this point.
Well, I mean, there's teams that, you know, back off a little bit more than we do and try to congest it. But, I mean, if you check their scores throughout the year, I mean, it's you've got to prepare to play against them, and you got to compete against them. And I don't want to back off against that group, because I think that would take away from our offense and what would create our opportunities. So it's a really nice hockey team. It's a team that we match up well with when we're full throttle. And that's what I'm looking forward to this weekend.
8 point behind the Steel in the standings. And we mentioned as well, Mason Lorai, top scoring defenseman. What can you say about him and how he's been able to stand up from the blue line?
No, he's been special. I mean, he does it all. He plays in a lot of situations and a lot of minutes, but he takes care of his body to make sure that he's ready to go that next night. So he's a special athlete. You know, we're fortunate to have him here and to be able to coach him.
And Jake Schmaltz also checking in, number 11 on that scoring list. And we'll end it with this, as we've talked about alumni the last few weeks. Of those players that you've coached, you know, whether it was, you know, when you were coaching college or even with the Gamblers, who are those kind of those guys that you definitely maybe knew going in or knew skating around for the Gamblers that were going to be special? And are there any players where you kind of go, oh, okay, they must have figured something out and they really exploded on the scene?
Yeah, Nick Schmaltz is probably the one that while you were coaching him, you're like, these are just unique skills, and he's going to get an opportunity to play in the NHL. And obviously Nick's had a nice career already. I mean, he's only 26, 28, 7 years old right now, but he's had a great career. And Andrew Peak was probably the one that kind of just blossomed, that I don't think anybody started the season saying this kid's going to be an NHL second round pick. And he just continued to get better and better. And by the time he left, you know, I was like, he's going to get his chance. And he has. And so we have so many come through this locker room. I mean, like, I guess to your point on which player was I most shocked by, I mean, we love Sheldon Dries. He was our captain, went on to Western Michigan, was a captain there. Did I ever think he was going to play in the NHL? Probably no, but he was such a special person character-wise, and he kind of just willed himself there.
Very good. Well, Coach, we wish you best of luck this weekend and also a little bit of a programming note. The next time that we do our podcast, you'll be getting ready for a game. March 16th is your next home game, a Tuesday night game coming off a weekend as well. And what we're looking for that one is we'll have that one on 104.1 WRLU.
All right. Yeah, I look forward to that. We got a busy schedule here. So we got games over our shoulders every other day. So it's we'll keep busy here.
Well, very good. Well, thank you again for joining us, and thank you for joining us on the new Radio Sports Network.